Glory be to the Almighty God, and then all the people involved in Isaac's career, especially the coaches that has taken him on now, Barry Hunter and then Patrice Harris. I mean, top rank, he's done a hell of a job. You know, I thank Bob Aaron again, once again, and all the top rank fans and ESPN, you know, great show, you know, for keeping boxing alive, you know, in this time of the coronavirus.
The main fight was last week. And then how do you see, when you do a analysis, how do you see the whole fight?
After, I'll say, a whole year layoff, you know, you might, you know, definitely get ring rust, you know, from anyone, even Tyson. You know? So that kid done a hell of a job. He executed the fight properly. Like I said, I said to him in the beginning that, you know, this is no fight. You know, it's just an eight rounder, but he has to win convincingly, you know, because the whole world is watching, wants his comeback. And I think it was good. I mean, it was good.
Yeah, this is the first time I believe you are not with him on the ringside. How do you see, how is the feeling like? You know, you are not at the ringside. Spiritually, you are with him. But how did you feel? Far away, distant, thousands of kilometers.
You know, I say God knows best. You know, things happen for a reason. You know, when you put a kid in a pedestal, and then he has to also take off from where you left off. You know, so hey, you know, everybody has his own mind. You know, the person can be your blood, but they have their own mind and their own aims and objective. You know, you being a parent, you just have to guide them to a certain point, and then they have to think. So their failure and their altitude, you know, depends on their attitude. So, hey.
Yeah, the global pandemic, which is the coronavirus, has a lot of impact on everything. Everybody is affected. How has it affected you and the team Dogwe?
Like I said, you know, man proposes and God disposes. So, you know, we were looking for a great, you know, family reunion. And then, boom, Corona came. But for some reason, we knew before it came.
Yeah.
Because I remember telling the Ghana Times Corporation that the great Wovonu, the prophet of the Lord, in 1950, predicted that a virus will come to the surface of the earth. 36 viruses will hit the surface of the earth from 2020 to 2027, when they went into his archive. And so it was told to us. And then God, you know, in that same visitation, it was written that we have to take Peniantus Zankeri Clasinia Anista. You know, so I think it's a great blow to the human race. You know, the whole world stood still. You know, I think but hey, as men that we are, we have to overcome. You know, pray to God, you know, to overcome.
Yeah, now it seems you moved, come from Accra, London, to United States. When the ban is lifted, I mean the traveling ban is lifted, is he coming back to Ghana or London, Britain?
I would say that depends on him now.
Oh.
You know, because I have handed him over fully. Ghana is his motherland. You know, the England is where he started from. Boxing, you know, he's based in the US. I mean, the kid is blessed. You know, every kid would want to be in his shoes, especially being, you know, signed by Top Rank. You know, I mean, who wouldn't want that? You know, so he's blessed. You know, daddy has done a hell of a job, you know, by making this happen. You know, it's not an easy thing. You know, today, you know, he's enjoying, you know, and, you know, we have to, you know, make sure we also know where, you know, we went wrong, you know, when it comes to our finances and make sure it doesn't happen again, you know. So I think he's blessed.
You are linked with the team in the USA. Now, what's the way forward after discussing matters with them about the boy's career?
Like I said, I have left Isaac for his own device. Now he's taking decisions on his own because the discussion he had with me, Daddy, now I want to take my career, you know, in my own hands. And I said, why not? So may the wind do good to you. May the land you're living on do good to you. May God do good to you, you know. So, and I told him he has my full blessings and, you know, he has to carry, you know, on from where, you know, I left off. And it was a great send-off, you know, so he's blessed.
Yeah, so let me put it this way. Not an old man sitting down home giving advices to him and then just if he likes, he takes it. But I think he's going to take your advice.
Yeah, like I said, you know, attitude determines altitude. Right. So, hey, you know, God knows best. Okay. Yeah.
All right, what message do you have for his fans?
All I say, you know, he's a great kid, you know, a wonderful kid, you know. He's the one again that Ghana is laughing, you know, Ghana is still in joy. Mm-hmm. After all this 1 year layoff, everybody wanted him to come back. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't know what football is doing. Boxing is up. Neho. Neho. So we thank all the fans in Ghana, especially we thank the president of Ghana, Nana Addo Dankwa Akufo-Addo, for sponsoring this training camp.